So-called last-mile broadband internet connections to specific communities in Humboldt County have yet to be made, but new funding will help those communities come up with shovel-ready plans for potential connection grants. At its January 13th meeting, Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors got an update on the county's broadband service development and remaining needs. Connie Stewart, Executive Director of Initiatives at Cal Poly Humboldt, has been working on broadband development for years, and she explained how middle-mile regional connections have been built or funded, and how the next step, last-mile connections, is in the works.
We set out to do several middle miles, 299, 101. What we called the Y, which was kind of the Bald Hills Road and tribal regions to the east of us, and then also down the coast of Highway 1 as well, because at the time we were working closely with Mendocino, and then across Highway 36. Well, I'm pleased to report that all of the middle miles that we had envisioned in that plan so long ago are now either built or funded and on the way to being built. So that, it's taken a long time. We've met many providers on the way that have not been able to do it because they're challenging builds throughout our region. But all of those middle miles are funded, and now we get to turn to the really fun part of trying to figure out how to get this actually to your home at a reasonable price.
Stewart said HOOPA has gotten an astounding $40 million grant for last mile connections along Route 299 and in Willow Creek. But many communities, including those in southern Humboldt, don't have last mile connections or projects coming. But there's an effort afoot to change that. Brian Court, a senior operations director from a company called Brightscape Networks, talked about a grant to help those communities develop last mile connection plans that will make them competitive for funding.
So working with Cal Poly, we were awarded $1 million from the United States Department of Agriculture to begin working on getting this connectivity to the most needy, or the communities in Humboldt and Trinity counties that need it most. It's important to understand that the purpose of the grant is not to provide broadband per se, both because that's not what the USDA was funding and because $1 million isn't nearly enough money to do that. But what we expect to do is to be able to tee up each of these communities for success in future funding rounds. When these funding opportunities come along, they often have a very short time frame. It's often very difficult for communities to apply successfully for these opportunities because the upfront planning hasn't been done. That's what we believe we can offer these communities, is we can work in conjunction with the experts on the ground, the community leaders, the people who know these communities backwards and forwards, to provide near shovel-ready plans so that as funding opportunities do become available, all of the legwork has been done and we'll have information ready to plug into those applications and unlock that funding.
Chris Crandall, a higher education specialist working on community coordination, noted the importance of broadband service and its absence in some areas, saying, quote, "We're living in an AI age and many of our residents don't even have internet." Supervisors welcomed the update, with Supervisor Rex Bone crediting Stewart for her years of work, which yielded results in the Ferndale, Petrolia, and Honeydew areas in his district. Board Chair Mike Wilson commented on how the broadband quest seeks to fix initial shortcomings.
We first got fiber here 20, 25 years ago. It went through communities that didn't get the service. Yeah, they didn't get connected, which was really annoying to a lot of folks. And I'm glad to hear that folks in Garberville and Redway are now receiving service they should have gotten 2 decades ago. That being said, it's only because of the efforts of the folks that have been working since 2005, as Connie says. And I remember those first meetings at the community center in Arcata. And it's just amazing we've gotten this far. And I'm looking forward to how we move forward. I'm just grateful I actually have competing services in my neighborhood now, which is great.
The time frame of the last mile planning is 2 years and includes surveys, mapping, development of actionable strategies in each community, and assistance with last mile grant applications. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.